opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Year Talk Radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. Next month, I will stop saying that because we're starting our 11th year.
We're going into 11, December 14th.
And we won't bring it up again until we hit 15.
I feel like you've been saying 10 years for like 2 years.
Oh,
I feel like you've been saying it for a super long time.
It's just been 1 year.
Don't even say it anymore. Say going into 11th. How's that?
No, next year. I'm not going to let, a minor tell me what to do?
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
I got two over here then.
7:05 in the morning, Carl and Linda
Bott. And this is how it begins.
And the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage, and they have space at the hospital if they need it. Headlines kind of said, oh, we're running out of space. Between Shasta and Mercy, my friends, they have plenty of room. They've got plenty of personnel. They've got plenty of PPE. They have it all there. And Jared's at the helm. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
And you're checking on a hit and run out there, right?
I can't find any information other than there were no injuries.
Okay.
And it was off of Bowman Road and I-5.
Okay.
Ooh, okay. Hey, everybody, let's talk about our beautiful weekend. Sunny today with a high of 58, overnight lows of 40. Thanksgiving tomorrow, believe it or not, it just snuck up on us, right? 61 tomorrow morning, Thursday night, mostly clear with overnight lows of 42. Friday calls for sunny with a high of 64. Ooh, Friday night, mostly clear with a low of 40. And Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 68. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low of 41. And mostly sunny on Sunday. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And for many of us who've canceled our Thanksgiving trips, excuse me, I did cover my mouth. Not for any particular reason, just sorry, I just came from the cold into the warm air in here, because I did have my test and I'm negative, just thought that was important. Redding's Garden of Lights kicks off on the 27th, so that's this Thanksgiving weekend, and we're going to be giving two tickets away later on in the program. But I wanted to say a shout-out to the weather sponsor, Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior, and veteran discounts.
And during November, they give extra discounts to veterans.
And that's just a few days left of November. Hey, with us is Robert Burke. He's our film critic. And, boy, I'll tell you what, it's a strange time because some of the theaters are closed. I went by yesterday and noticed that 14 was, the parking lots were empty.
Yeah. You know, if I'm going to be, what I was thinking about today, I was looking over the main things that I wanted to talk about. I realized there are really three things that happened over the past week that I wanted to talk about, all of which just feel like things that never would happen, and yet, miraculously, they have. First of which, if you were to look back and tell me that a year ago, a huge tentpole blockbuster movie, like Wonder Woman, 1984, was going from theaters to a streaming service free of charge, I just wouldn't have believed it.
Free of charge? Which streaming service?
It's HBO Max. You have to be a subscriber to it.
Right. No.
But you don't have to pay. It's not like Mulan where you have to pay $30 to watch it on top of that.
Jeez.
It's just, if you have HBO Max, you can watch Wonder Woman 84 on Christmas Day.
This is going to be the blockbuster type of movie.
Oh, yeah. This was looking to possibly be a billion-dollar movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
And now you're seeing it going straight to streaming services. What it means is movie theaters probably are not going to survive as we know them to reopen. Because Wonder Woman was really their last hope. If you think about it, we are 8 months in now. It's been 8 months since the lockdown first started in March. In 8 months, AMC has went from a billion-dollar company to a $100 million company, $100 million of which is borrowed money.
So you think AMC is finished?
AMC's finished.
Oh, man.
But if it's 8 months and it took AMC to go down, even though they were weak from the beginning, you have another 6 months until James Bond comes out, which is the next big movie.
But in between,
in that time, Cinemark and Regal, how are they expected to survive?
Well, here's the thing. The vaccine, is going to be out. I've heard it could be in the first 2 weeks of December, the first groups of it. So hopefully, you know, you're going to see hundreds of thousands of people being vaccinated here over the next few months. If Joe Biden pulls us out, which he should, at this point, it looks like, but maybe not. He's got 3 months, 4 months to be getting his vaccine out and rolling this thing out. The plan's already there, I'm sure. All he has to do is institute it that Trump built. And that may save theaters.
Okay, one more time about Wonder Woman.
Right, so Wonder Woman decided to move to streaming services. Part of, I think you kind of saw it where Wonder Woman announced it, and then a couple days later you started to see other theater chains announce it. So back, I believe, in June, Universal and AMC struck up a deal where AMC said, Universal, you can put your movies in our theaters, and instead of the normal 90-day window in between when the movie hits theaters and when it goes to streaming services, we're going to shorten that to 17 days. Well, at the time, Cinemark and Regal came out, openly bashed AMC, said that they were doing a terrible thing, and they were going into crisis mode in a bad way. Then, just this past week, both Cinemark and Cineplex, who I believe owns Regal, announced that they struck the same deal with Universal. They have reached a conclusion to go from a 90-day window to a 17-day window. If the death of movie theaters wasn't already confirmed, this only pushes it a little bit further, because not as many people are going to be going out to the theater if they can wait 17 days to watch a movie at home. It's the type of move where maybe in the future you could have seen this type of thing happen, but this pandemic just simply pushed it forward. It was the catalyst that pushed it forward. It was the straw that broke the camel's back. Mm-hmm. And the weird thing about it now is that movies with this 17-day window going to VOD after that, it's going to be very hard for them to make the same amount of money. There's a chance we might not see a billion-dollar movie again if this is the way that the movie studios are planning on going.
Well, let's talk on a high note, because we have a few minutes left before we take a break, and then another guest coming on at 7:15. We're rolling day before Thanksgiving. What are your recommendations? If you had four movies to pick, now this is not something we planned, four movies for a family that are not going out for Thanksgiving, staying home from a vacation, whatever, what are four movies that you think are a must to see if they have Netflix or Prime or Amazon?
So if you're looking for a movie that's brand new, it actually came out today. I haven't seen it yet, bear in mind, but reviews on it have been very glowing so far, and I'm very excited to watch it. It's called Happiest Season.
Okay.
It's on Hulu, and it has a lot of really good stars in it, and it's about a woman who decides that this year, this Christmas season, she is going to come out to her very conservative parents.
Okay.
And it's one that I'm really looking forward to.
Okay.
I think it looks very sweet. The trailers looked very nice. It looks very much like it's going to be like a strong feel-good movie.
Okay.
That's one that I would recommend going forward with for that. This one isn't necessarily as much of a family movie.
Okay.
But just something I wanted to bring to mind is that Steve McQueen, who is a very well-regarded director, he is coming out with this anthology series right now. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's called Small Acts, and it is on Amazon Prime. And they released the first episode this last week called Mangrove. And it is a very powerful series. It's very hard to watch. It's very sad. Basically, these five anthology films that Steve McQueen created all revolve around racial injustice, particularly in the 70s and 80s, in that era. And I have only seen Mangrove so far, but Mangrove was fantastic. It was a very strong, very emotionally centered film that I would recommend.
And Steve McQueen is no relative of the original actor star?
No, he's okay. not. No, he is
All right,
not.
We have 1 minute, so let's go on to three.
Last film okay. I would recommend, this one is also Amazon Prime, is Knives Out. It was pretty big last year. I think it's a great Thanksgiving movie because it's all about family dynamics. It's all about how you interact with different
people.
All
ages could see that. Okay.
Yeah. And, I think it's super strong. So, those are the ones that I would recommend.
Excellent. Well, we're going to see Sound of Music again.
Okay.
I thought it might be fun to pull out some musicals like South Pacific, My Fair Lady. I know we like South Pacific. That was one of
Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, what a great musical.
Yeah, right.
Saving Private Ryan,
got to take a break here.
Apocalypse Now.
Right. So, oh, my gosh. Okay, well, thank you so much. Oh,
and by the way, the reason that Robert wasn't here last week was he didn't want to expose us because he had maybe been exposed. The COVID got his test. He's clear, just like we are.
Very responsible.
And
thank you.
I thought that was nice. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Happy Thanksgiving with your family. Be safe.
What are you thankful
you're doing?
For?
I am thankful for getting to go on the radio every week and talk about movies.
Oh, well, that's awfully sweet.
Well, wonderful. Okay.
You take care of yourself
you.
And give your parents big hugs for us and have a great Thanksgiving.
You can say that you did it right here in 2020
during
the pandemic. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we have some more guests that are going to be talking about writing and publishing and that kind of thing. I love the artistic part of our morning.
And they've got a giveaway, too. And we've got some giveaways happening. All right, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community-oriented, they are there for you. They are moving local dreams forward. Three branches, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, 1845 California Street, right down here, right down the street from Jack's, and the old Reilly Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. These are great people at Cornerstone Community Bank. Check them out. We'll be right back. Bum, 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 bum.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Bum, 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 bum. Make him the cutest that I've ever seen. Bum, 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 bum. Give him two lips like roses and clover. Bum, 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 bum. Then tell him that his lonesome nights are over.
Get your morning update with us. Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Redding Kia is proud to be a part of Holiday Salute this season. We love our veterans and we thank them for their service to our country. Command the season. Save on our new lineup of winter-ready vehicles, like the 2021 Kia Sportage and the 2021 Kia Seltos. Now with a 20-year, 200,000-mile limited powertrain warranty at no extra cost. Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue. Come see us today. Happy holidays. RedingKia.com. Pulse Urgent Care is happy to announce the reopening of our urgent care clinic. Our hours are Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and closed on Sundays. To protect the patients and the staff, we will continue to follow the recommendations on social distancing and face coverings. If you have or had a fever, cough, or shortness of breath within the last 14 days, please call ahead at 530-722-1111 for screening. Check out our website and Facebook page for more information. PulseUrgentCareCenter.com, 100 East Cypress Avenue. If it's urgent for you, it's important to
Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute and wants to take a moment to thank our veterans for their service. Quick and Clean Car Wash has the perfect stocking stuffer, car wash coupons, or choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868. 221-5868. MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM and KCNR 1460.com and AM 1460 are honoring our veterans this holiday season by offering Operation Holiday Salute 2020. During the months of November and December, we are offering a discounted advertising package including one live appearance during Free Fire Radio for businesses that support our veterans. And the best part is, a portion of that package price goes to support homeless veterans. Call KCNR today at 530-605-4565. Welcome back to FIFI Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Air Talk Radio. 7:20 in the morning out there.
They get away from you, buddy.
No, I love it. You know, you've got to listen to people. Our producers are so wonderful with their music. They look for the nugget. They play stuff that, you know, and you have to, it just like keeps you on your toes. Or you just come bowl right in, like you just bowl in, don't even know what's going on, just welcome back.
I know. I listen to the music.
Do you?
I listen to the music.
What was that?
It was from the soundtrack of The Witcher.
Yeah.
Okay.
See? It was from the soundtrack,
of The Witcher.
I couldn't get to the spot I wanted fast enough, so I was trying to let it play out.
Yeah. Well, I heard like you were starting to cue it up at the break, and I heard him going to this beautiful falsetto. I was like, what?
Hey,
cute.
We've got two guests here. Take it.
Well, good morning, everybody. Okay, now, with us this morning are Lee Hull and Lee Esses, who are, you may know their voices as soon as they speak. They are the hosts of Friday night's episodes that you hear of Writing Roots. Good morning.
Good morning.
And good morning.
All right, so you guys are here. You're pretty amazing. You have an office in the back. You're editing. You've just launched your books, and who's going to go first and tell our listeners what they need to know today?
So we're actually here to announce our giveaway. So November is a very exciting time for writers out there. It is National Novel Writing Month.
Ooh.
So writers everywhere try to sit down and write 50,000 words in the month of November. And
which
we
is
are
hard, by the way. It's very difficult.
Yeah, it equates to writing about 1,600, 1,700 words a day.
Oh, my goodness.
So to congratulate local authors, to congratulate our listeners who are trying to do this, we're doing a giveaway.
So what it looks like is an autographed copy of my entire series, the Chroma series, which just the final book just released earlier this month, and some of our Writing Roots merchandise, which has Write Selfishly on it. So I think with mine, we're giving away a mug, right?
I think so. And with mine, we are giving away a T-shirt and an autographed copy of my book that just released, Murder Mystery, Cozy Mystery Story.
Well, you know what? I've read 1.5 books in your series there, Lee, and love it. And the thing is, you all have a series, and you have a show on our station mm-hmm. on Fridays. And this is something that, you know, I've written before, and nothing that's ever been published except in magazines.
We can change that.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's one of those things, I think, that a lot of people say, you know, I want to write. And there's writing workshops around, and you have a writing workshop once a year, at least you have.
Yes. We do that generally over the summer, where we basically isolate ourselves from all technology and all of the distractions that you may have. We didn't get a chance to do that this year because of COVID, but right. We definitely plan on, we're talking about either renting out a castle or a houseboat for a week over next summer, but...
I think houseboat.
A houseboat would be easier than a castle, but hey, you know, I love the idea of it. You know, I guess you can flip a coin and castle, houseboat.
It's a really good opportunity. Along with our podcast, it helps authors, people who want to be writers, learn how to take the first steps, because that's the biggest thing. I hear all the time from people, oh, I would love to write a book. I would love to write a book. Or I have this idea and I would love to write it. They just don't know where to start. And that's where our podcast comes in. That's where these retreats come in. Just helping people get started.
So this giveaway that we're doing, if you go to writingrootspodcast.com, that's our landing page for the website. You can look at all of the episodes that we've ever played instead of just holding your breath till Friday night or Mondays and Thursdays our episodes release. If you go to the website, you can listen to any episodes on whatever topic that we've covered that you're interested in. And you can, of course, find the rules for the giveaway. There are a couple of things you need to do. You need to like us on Facebook and so that you can participate and watch the final raffle giveaway. You need to be writing during NaNoWriMo. And so,
Wait. Writing during what?
NaNoWriMo, National Novel Writing Month.
Okay.
So yeah, that's the shorthand.
Yeah. All right.
That's the 50,000 words in a month campaign
okay. That
much of the writing world does. If you have a profile on their website, find one of us so we can keep track. And every day that you beat that 1667 word count goal, your name gets entered into this raffle.
Wow.
Yeah. And all the instructions, the links that you need are on our website under the news tab at the top.
Okay. So let's give that website again, because I have a couple comments.
I'm just telling you right now, before you give that this is an opportunity for the inner novel, the geek in you, the crazy, the twisted weirdo,
the perfect murder,
all
the perfect
those things
murderer.
That you think
That's
about
right.
Doing and want to do or have fantasies about is your perfect time to put them that from your brain into your fingers, and you've got two ladies here that are helping facilitate that.
And absolutely
free. And you've got the Rona going right now. So, you know, so friends of ours, well, you know, I'm just stuck here. Well, pick up a pencil. And let's do that. Now, tell us the site again, because I have a comment about a famous author.
So the website is writingrootspodcast.com.
Okay. I'm sorry, go on.
I just wanted to make one thing entirely clear. Our podcast is entirely free. This giveaway is entirely free. This is only meant to be motivation for you guys. We're not asking for money in any regard.
No.
Just participate, enjoy, and possibly win some cool merch.
Not only that, but you're on your the only thing that you are if you join the writer's workshop, which gets, I mean, y'all cover so many great things in this because of course, you know, Ashley, besides working with us, so I, you know, I get in on all this stuff, so I can hear what's going on. You cover a complete, you know how to write dialogue, things like this. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons I think I'll never write is because I've read so many Robert B. Parker books, and his dialogue is just so good. I look at it and go, nope, can't do it. And then since he's passed away, somebody took over his series of books of the Appaloosa, you know, the westerns that he was writing, and they were so good. And the guy that was the screenwriter for the movie took over the books.
It's not giving you.
It doesn't have the same juju. It just isn't there. Anyway, Ernest Hemingway in Key West used to go to Sloppy Joe's, which is an open bar there, a bar, and he would write in long. He would write with a pen on these yellow pads of paper there, and as he finished each page, he'd just drop them on the floor, and he'd write and write and write and drink. Until he couldn't write any longer because he was drunk. Then he'd gather up all these sheets of paper for his editor, and he'd stumble home.
Ernest Hemingway was known for saying, write drunk, edit sober.
Well,
yep.
I, you know.
And if you read any of his stuff, that makes perfect sense.
It does.
One more time to close this segment and give us all, like, you know, the bullet points. Where, when, and will you come back on and say who is the winner?
Of course. Yeah, so again, go to writingrootspodcast.com. You can find all the information you need to know to enter the giveaway. Like us on our Facebook page, Writing Roots Podcast, and listen to us, follow us for how to get started in your writing.
Excellent.
And use this time to, you know, to maybe express yourself. Now, the last part of this is if you have a novel and you're not sure what to do.
If you're asking yourself, okay, I've written the end, what are the next steps? Go ahead and contact Aspen House Publishing, is the parent company of Writing Roots, and let us know a little bit about your project. We'll hook you up with the best editor for the job, the best cover designer for the job, and get you going and moving forward between writing the end and having a finished book in your hand. That's what Aspen House covers.
Great. Gals, thank you so much. We know how hard you work. You're very dedicated. I see you guys getting together and encouraging each other. So we love to see the camaraderie and the teamwork, and that you're here today to inspire. Again, as we're shut in, many people aren't traveling. It's a good time to maybe write.
Disconnect from the news and all the stress that electronics brings.
Right. Well, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having.
And have a, well, let me ask you this too. So what are you thankful for, Ashley Lee?
We're both called Lee, so that one's
so
different.
So you're the first one. What are you thankful for this year?
Honestly, I'm thankful for a lot of the technology that we have in order to stay connected to the people that we are forced to be apart from. I can still connect with my grandparents, and one in Arizona, one in San Diego. We still meet on a weekly basis, and if this had happened...
FaceTime or Zoom?
Zoom with one, and then Facebook Messenger...
Right.
Oh, yeah.
FaceTime with the other. But in any other time in history, this wouldn't have been possible.
Right. Okay. There you go. That's positive, man.
And our other Lee?
I would just have to say I am thankful for... I haven't thought about this. I would say, you know, my God-given talents. And then the technology, the opportunity that we have to use that. Because way back in the day, people that were just starting writing had such a hard time getting published. And now we have so many resources to get our stories out there, get what we want out there into the world because of modern technology.
And develop those skills, I think, is
great.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much. It's positive energy.
Thank you.
And happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
All right. And coming back, we've got some ticket giveaways you don't want to miss. This portion of the show is brought to you by Jeff over at Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. You know, if you have a chip or a crack, and it's winter time, obviously, we're going from hot to cold and hot to cold. We're still in these beautiful, actually beautiful weather where we maybe want to roll our window down. But when it gets to be cold, that is when your chip or your crack will expand. So if you need to have the best doing what he's doing, go to Crackmaster Windshield and Repair, located on Market Street. And we'll see you right after these messages here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bide.
Who are you? The proud Lord said that I must bow so low. Only a cat of a different coat. That's all the truth I know. A coat of gold or a coat of red, a lion still has claws, and mine are long and sharp, my Lord, as long and sharp as yours.
Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. Help keep your drug costs low by reviewing your plan for the following year. Remember, Medicare plans can change each year. PSA2 Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program HICAP services are free and include individual counseling and assistance, as well as community education services. PSA2 HICAP services does not sell, endorse, or recommend any specific insurance product. PSA2 HICAP is your trusted source for Medicare information. Call PSA2 HICAP services for more information, 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222. That's 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222.
This project was supported in part by grant number 90S APG 009-401-00 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C. 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official Administration for Community Living policy.
Are you concerned about an elder's safety? Shining Care's mission is to give compassionate support, expert guidance, and assistance to at-risk elders, disabled adults, as well as their loved ones to maintain safety and well-being, whether it be trouble remembering doctor recommendations, unwanted weight loss, or an unsafe living situation. The Shining Care team is here to help assist your family, providing you and your loved one with the support and guidance needed to safely stay at home by suggesting alternative solutions to make sure your loved one is safe and well. Whatever the concern, Shining Care is here to assist you in caring for your family member. We'll give expert guidance and connect you to suitable services, and we'll help manage everything, making life easier for you to have quality time with your loved one and less time worrying if they are safe. For more information, please visit shiningcare.org.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
At Golden Valley Bank, our mission is to create a truly unique local banking experience. We understand how important it is to be known and heard by your bank. That's why we take the time to connect with you and the community you live in. When you bank with us, we put your money back into our community by supporting local nonprofits who provide services for those that need it most. Golden Valley Bank, a bank built for business, a bank built for community, a bank built for you. Learn more at goldenvalley.bank. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, the 25th of November, 7:37 in the morning, and gosh, like 42 degrees out there. It's going to be a nice day, though. The day before Thanksgiving, tomorrow will be a nice day, too. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Guys, you've only got like 27 days. No, you've got 30 days exactly from today till Christmas. So it's 30 days left for shopping. Yes, I do count Christmas Day because there's always something open Christmas Day. You know, there's combs and, you know, aspirin and things like that you can buy and stick underneath the tree. But Four Winds Jewelry is the place you should be going to. 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store.
Did you say aspirin and combs?
If you know what, if you're looking underneath the tree and
would you just not probably like minus one of your limbs?
Well, if you probably
aspirin.
Well, there's also like
maybe that would be like, honey,
Pringles.
Aspirin and combs and Pringles because we're taking a trip. So oh, that's there oh. For a long trip.
Well, I'm just saying if you don't, you know, if
we're
it's
out
the,
to the
last,
garage.
It's the last minute.
All right,
okay,
well, that's
and
just not acceptable.
Somehow Christmas Day snuck up on you. But
listen.
I'm giving everybody the heads up. Go to Four Winds Jewelry. They've got a great selection of jewelry at very fair prices. Go down there and inundate your loved one with really nice jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay. Hey, on the phone is Dave Cox, and the general manager down there at KIXE. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, Carl, good morning. It's a pleasure to be on the air. Thanks for having me. I always enjoyed visiting with you and connecting with your listeners. Thanks for the opportunity.
Well, thank you, Dave. Okay, so now let's all of
you got something big coming
our
up.
Favorite organizations that we've loved being part of the KIXE auction and the wine auction and the Christmas auction. A lot of things have had to be put on hold due to, you know, what we're all experiencing, coronavirus. So what are you doing there over at KIXE to change things up? Tell our listeners what to expect, if they need to support, how they can support, et cetera.
Thank you. And Linda, good morning. Good. It's nice to have you there as well. What a pleasure. What a double treat.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure to talk to you.
Right. So, yes, what we normally do is in November, we usually have a really fun live KIXE holiday auction, and that's become kind of a community tradition, and we love doing it. And unfortunately, this year we couldn't because of social distancing and guideline requirements and to keep our staff and volunteers safe. And so we are 100% going to return that wonderful community tradition back in 2021, hopefully. But what we did to combat that was we went ahead and we are having, in December, we are having the KIXE 2020 Wine and Recreation Auction. And we were able to do this for two reasons. One, for the first time, the entire show is going to be aired 4 days in December, but we're working on it now. It's going to be completely pre-recorded. We did it one guest at a time, so it was nice and safe, but you'll still be able to enjoy the auction, as you always have, but registration and bidding will occur online, and you can actually go on right now and start looking at the items and bidding ahead of time, and we actually are already a little over about $19,000 in bids.
Well, how exciting. Now, do you have, because everybody's jonesing to travel, do you have some travel excursions there in the... in fact, I'll go online while we're talking right now.
Yeah,
go to your
we
website.
We have so many wonderful, because of our donors are so awesome, we have so many things. We have lots of wine destination getaways like in Sonoma Valley, Napa Valley. The Coffee Creek Ranch stepped up once again, and they're offering a getaway package in beautiful Coffee Creek. There's just hot springs. There's just so many things. And then we have awesome wines from throughout locally and throughout the region. We have... just everybody stepped up like they have in the North State. We have everything from great deals on oil changes and Disneyland packages and, you know, local merchants have stepped up as well. And that's some of the things that I'm anxious to share with you, Carl, is that we've got some great deals on some CCW trainings and some renewals.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, we were just talking about it before the show. I sat down with two of the other senior instructors, and a number of people, we're going to be running five ranges here in the early part of December, just to try and keep up with what's going on here. So the amount of people that are getting their CCWs has just exploded. Yeah, for a variety of reasons, but the fact is that the instruction you get, it will be outstanding, and you'll be competent when you are finished the class. So,
yeah, and the good folks at Firearms Academy of Reading, they are offering two packages. We have several available still for bid. One is to get the initial training, and you know, that's a $225 value. And right now, the opening bid's only $80, and they're also offering a renewal. If you already have your CCW, they're offering that at $40. And if you bring a friend, they get a half-price deal as well. But we've got, and then up in Winston, Oregon, Linda, we have the good folks at Wildlife Safari again have stepped up and offered us many packages for the two-person drive-through of their wonderful safari.
Wow.
And that's an $83 value, and the bids are just at $30. So we
have all
kinds of goods and services and quality getaways and fine wines, and we're very excited. The auction, you know, when we did this, we were concerned, you know, our loyal viewers would, you know, miss the auction. And so that's why we also pre-recorded the show with a lot of our usual guests, and it's just a really nice production, and people will be able to watch that on December 4th. 5th, 11th, and 12th, each night beginning at 7 p.m. And then, you know, the other concern we had for a lot of our viewers were people might be a little concerned about the online process. And so we actually have a helpline that's available starting right now and throughout the auction. So if computers aren't your thing, there's no reason to worry. You'll be able to call our helpline, and we will help you with registration and placing bids.
Well, fantastic. Now, don't call back again. We can get closer, but we just want to keep that out there that you can go online and make your bids now for the 4th, 5th, 11th, and 12th. And will you be announcing the winners on the air?
No, we'll be the auction. All items that are available for bid will close on the last night, the 12th, at 10:30.
Okay.
You'll be able to see on the online site if you are the winning bidder or not at that time. and we'll be going from there. But I want to give your listeners the address, the online address.
Of course.
It is pretty simple. It is www.kixe.org/auction. And you can also go to the KIXE.org website, too, and that'll click you onto there. But we're super, super excited. Lots of great bids already, lots of energy. Our viewers will still enjoy the regular program. It just won't be live like it normally is, but it is really a great production. The team's done a fantastic job. And one other thing I wanted to share quickly with you, too, because I know you know her.
Bethany.
That we have been so blessed recently to add Bethany Rao.
Yes, very excited about that. She's lovely.
Bethany and Tara Ferris, both formerly with the Cascade Theater, have come to us now, and they are our new auction and events team. And we can't be more happy to welcome them. And we look forward to their fresh energy and perspective and ideas they have for fundraisers as we move into 2021.
That's fantastic. Well, Dave, thanks for the call. And, again, the KIXE auction, you can go to www.kixe.org/auction or just go to kixe.org. Get your bids in because, as we know, you know, it's always fun. Oh, everything is changing, as we know right now, as far as live events and being able to come in and have the callers call in and the woohoo and the people on the phone banks. But this is a new way of doing it, and we wish you well, and thanks for your call, Dave.
And we thank you, too, and I'll be looking for you, too, at the holiday auction to come help us out as talent. You guys rock.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks a lot.
Have a great day, everybody.
And have a great Thanksgiving.
Okay, now we do have to take...
Thank you. Bye, Linda.
Thank you. Bye. We do have to take a break, and I promise I've got a really good question coming up, a trivia question about Thanksgiving. And with that answer, when it comes in, I'm going to be giving two tickets away for the for Reading Garden of Lights. Amazing. And
any day.
These tickets are very rare because there's only a few that were given out. We were given them because of media, where you can go any night of the week that it's open. So we're going to take a break because we can't entice you anymore with that. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. My gosh, this is the time, if you are getting the opportunity to visit, to check out how your loved one is doing. How is their food? Is it expired or prescriptions? And I just kind of get a general sense of what's happening at home. And if you feel that you need somebody who's licensed and bonded, the key words for me anyway, licensed and bonded, people that work through Home Helpers, that they do an extensive background check. And that's important to me too. You want to have your loved one with somebody who is super professional. Those are the people that work for Home Helpers. So you could go to homehelpers.org and or call them at 226-8350. Be right back.
This year, turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Quick and Clean All-Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute and wants to take a moment to thank our veterans for their service. Quick and Clean Car Wash has the perfect stocking stuffer. Car wash coupons, or choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading.
Reading Rancheria. We are proud to play our part in the community. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Reading Rancheria. Since the Community Fund was established, over $3.5 million in grants have been awarded to our local nonprofit organizations. We are dedicated to supporting worthy causes in our region and help make possible the impactful work done by our local nonprofits, and will continue to do so during these changing times. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadero is now making dental work more affordable by offering a dental discount savings plan annual membership. The dental discount savings plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadero. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and Linda Bott, phone lines here, 605-4567. You're going to need those because Linda has something to say.
Yeah, absolutely. Good morning, everybody. And, you know, it's funny because we're asking people what they're – we should have asked Dave Cox, what are you grateful for? Well, everybody in the studio, like, and Carl just posed that question, what are you grateful for? I mean, many of us have had to really – you know, change our plans. My sister-in-law and my brother, you know, posted something on Facebook yesterday that had two wine glasses, two plates, and said it's weird to set the table for two when we usually have 15. As many of you know, we were going to be, today would have been the drive from Las Vegas into Albuquerque, so it's like a 9-hour drive or 8-hour drive, to see our kids, which we've not seen since last Thanksgiving, and we make it a trip. So, you know, there's part of you that we're decorating for Christmas, and Carl and I are going to be doing a turkey at home. And this is not a boo-hoo. I'm just saying that we're doing turkey alone, and we just talked about it at the break. Like, okay, you get to do this, and you get to do that. And it's interesting to be making a turkey dinner and thinking about that you're not doing this feast for other people. We may take some leftovers to somebody who's in need. I mean, that's always a thought, you know. Maybe somebody's single or down the road or recently widowed or recently alone or has suffered loss this year, and you just drop off some of your stuff at the front door. I think that's something that we could do. Or I know there's all kinds of food drives. And by the way, here at our station out in front, we do have our Toys for Tots, the you know, for new unwrapped toys only. The campaign runs through December, and that's a box out in front. So if you'd like to bring a new toy unwrapped and put it in the box, that would be great. We're gathering many of the stops in Reading, but we have one here, so that's something that you
can
do.
It's half full, my friends. Yes. So let's fill it up.
All right. So here's something that will fill you up completely, and that is being able to pick a night and go to the Reading Garden of Lights. Starting this 27th, and I am giving at this moment two tickets away. But I have a trivia question, and here's the caveat. You must come on the air. You have to come on the air with your answer. The question is, and also if you've won something in the last 30 days, let's give somebody else a chance to call in. Which president made Thanksgiving a permanent national holiday? Which president made Thanksgiving a permanent national holiday? And
605-4567.
That's right. Two tickets away that will admit you to the beautiful Redding Garden of Lights. You do not want to miss that, as well as $30 in Black Bear Bucks. We'd love to have you. I hear the phone ringing, so let's, Jared.
You got to come on the air.
I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. You're not going to win if you don't come on the air. That's it. You know how I am. I can put my foot down, and this is the way it is. Because I can.
Here we have Joanna on the line.
Joanna.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who do you think it is?
Is it Abraham Lincoln?
You won!
Yes.
Oh, my gosh,
Joanna.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so now tell
us. You haven't won anything in the last 30 days, have you?
No, I haven't called.
Okay.
So let's, when do you listen to our station?
When do I listen?
Yeah, in the morning, in the afternoon. Do you have?
I always listen from 7 to 9. I love Chris Plant, because I'm a night owl. Just off and on. But you guys for sure, and then Chris Plant almost every night.
Okay,
well, listen, if you can today, because we're closed tomorrow,
We're closed tomorrow and Friday. So if you come in today, but we'll have it. We'll have them, of course, here next week, too. So you've got some time to use it.
Yeah, okay. But it opens this weekend, so if you really want to get it. Okay, so is it Joanne?
Joanna.
Okay, I'm going to put it in an envelope. It'll be at the front desk with a little yellow tag on it. So enjoy. It's so special. It's so
thank
magic.
So much.
Hey,
right,
and I tell you what, Joanna, when Jared's going to take you off the air, and he's going to get your last name, too, so that we'll have that on it, too. Okay? Have a great Thanksgiving.
All right.
You too.
And you know what else we're going to do is, I don't know if you want to do it now. We're not giving any more of the two tickets for the Garden of Lights, because those are like, I think we only have two more to give away next week.
Right.
Because we got 20 and we gave them away. It's kind of like that for our listeners. Now, I am going to do some more Thanksgiving trivia. We will be giving away Black Bear Diner Bucks. Now, you know what's great about that. You have to use them before the 31st, but let's say you just need a side dish, or you want to go in and get a pie, or you want to get in something like that. You can drive by and pick something out like that. And you know, $30 is nice to get, you know, like, again, take a side dish to somebody. You don't have to deal with it.
Or if you can order a Thanksgiving dinner to take out from Black Bear Diner.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to give that away now?
Well, what do you think?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's a question. What seafood was served at the first Thanksgiving feast? Now, there's going to be three.
You just need one of them.
What seafood was served at the first Thanksgiving feast? Try to get all three. Because there's really possibly four, but there's three. What seafood was served at the first Thanksgiving feast, and you will have, with your correct answers, 30 Black Bear Diner Bucks.
Okay, and get all three? Or just?
I'd like you to see if you can get all three.
Okay, now think about it. You could probably just think about it. The first Thanksgiving feast, just think about it. You could probably figure it out without looking it up, but you can look it up, of course. Anyway, 605-4567. You know, it probably, it'll be old news by Monday, by the time we get to it. But there's been this huge scam on unemployment here in California.
Oh.
And prosecutors said at least 35,000 unemployment claims were made on behalf of prison inmates, including serial killer Gary Stanner and convicted murderer Scott Peterson. This was huge.
Mm.
This is in the billions, and you wonder why we have a problem. They had to take the EDD down for 2 weeks while they were trying to fix that. And probably part of it was the fact that it was a scam built out of state-issued debit cards, contraband cell phones, a jaunt to Las Vegas, and a homemade phone book hidden under a jailhouse mattress. We'll get to that later. Anyway, hey, we're going to take a break from the news. Jake Mangus from Chamber of Commerce is going to join us at 8 o'clock.
Can you hold on? We've got people calling in for the trivia.
And, yeah, tell us who they – give it to us now. Okay. We'll just
come
go
on
into
the, air.
The break.
Come on the air.
All right. We have Kevin on the line.
Okay, Kevin, what do you think?
Well, I'm going to go with my leading one is going to be Muffles.
Okay.
Then I'll go clams and lobster.
Okay. That's good enough. Because, well, oysters and mussels. Okay, so I'd say that those kind of, and lobsters, oysters, fish, and possibly eel is the answer.
Okay.
All right, so Kevin, come by and get your $30 for your Black Bear Diner Bucks. Thanks for listening, by the way. Do you listen in the mornings or driving by, or what do you do?
Kind of all the above. I listen definitely in the mornings on the way to and from work, and then all throughout the day whenever I can sneak that in. So I definitely like all the different shows that are on there, and definitely a good time.
Thank you, Kevin.
Good start to the morning.
All right, listen,
have a great Thanksgiving.
Be safe, and thanks for being a listener. We really appreciate it. So there's your Black Bear Diner Bucks. Come get them, 1326 Market Street. See you later.
And we're gonna join the News in Progress.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
I'm Mike Hempen. President Trump talking about some of what he is grateful for in this season of Thanksgiving.
During this Thanksgiving, we extend our eternal gratitude to the doctors, nurses, healthcare workers, and scientists who have waged the battle against the China virus.
Mr. Trump adds, we give thanks for the vaccines and therapies that will soon end the pandemic. In the meantime, close to 173,000 new infections nationwide yesterday. As states and localities around the country tighten antivirus measures, in Los Angeles, dining restrictions going into effect, while in New York, checkpoints being set up at bridges and tunnels. Joe Biden says Trump administration staffers have been cooperating with members of his team. He expects intelligence briefings to begin soon.
They've been very forthcoming, offering all access, and so we're going to be starting those on a regular basis.
Unemployment ticked up last week. The number of Americans applying for jobless benefits rising by 30,000 from the week before. Wall Street, the Dow is down 150 points, and NASDAQ up 19. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Investors, are you seeking steady cash flow? Are you ready to diversify? NRIA has grown to be one of the nation's leading specialists and offers 10% annualized monthly payouts and bonuses targeted 18 to 21%. That's right. You could receive steady 10% monthly payments with bonuses. As their slogan says, they specialize in realty investing done right. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Learn how you can invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today and receive 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses. This is something savvy investors should research and consider. Call now 800-754-83, 800-754-83, or visit NRIA.net.
An offer to buy or sell any security is only made by our private placement memorandum. Read it first. See us at NRIA.net.
Ethiopia urging the international community to refrain from unwelcomed and unlawful acts of interference in its affairs following calls to end the conflict in the northern Tigray region.
As Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed continues to snub international efforts to stop the fighting, the conflict in Tigray is entering another crucial phase. Wednesday marks the expiry of an ultimatum for Tigrayan forces to surrender, something they say they will never do. Ethiopian troops are poised for an assault on the regional capital, Mekele. Witnesses in the town say it's relatively calm, with shops open, but many people staying at home. They say Tigrayan forces have surrounded the city in order to protect it.
The BBC's Mary Harper. A car crashed into the front gate of the building housing German Chancellor Merkel's offices earlier today, but it appears to have caused little damage. News and analysis. Townhall.com. Civil rights pioneer Bruce Carver Boynton, he inspired the Freedom Rides movement of the early 1960s, has died.
Authorities arrested Boynton 60 years ago for entering the white part of a racially segregated bus station in Virginia. Boynton contested his conviction. His appeal resulted in a Supreme Court decision that prohibited bus station segregation. It also helped inspire the landmark Freedom Rides of 1961. Boynton was 83 years old.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart. The second of three estimates for U.S. economic growth in the July through September quarter was unchanged, coming in at a record pace of 33.1%. Orders to America's factories for big-ticket manufactured goods showed a modest gain in October, much of the strength coming from a big jump in orders for military hardware. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567 and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Carl and Linda Bott, today the 25th of November, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's at the helm. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
Okay.
That's you running around, buddy.
Okay. And Linda's here.
We're giving away tickets and all kinds of good stuff. But before we go there and talk to our wonderful Jake Mangus, who heads up our Reading Chamber of Commerce, I'm going to give you a quick update with the weather. Currently 46 degrees in the downtown studios. This looks like it's going to be a sunny day with our temperatures around 58 and our overnight lows of 40 degrees. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day, sunny with a high of 61 and our overnight lows of 42. Friday calls for sunny with a high of 64 and an overnight low of 40. And Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 64 and Saturday night 41. Sunday, 63. So we're looking at clear skies, some patchy clouds along the weekend, and but nothing looks like there is no sprinkles. But on Thanksgiving Day, we may have some gusts up to 23 miles per hour. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. So now let's go to the phones. Jake, you just need to be commended for, well, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Nice to speak with you again, Linda.
Yes. And,
the listeners don't know yet, maybe, but we've got a show coming up that's going to air in the near future on the Reading Garden of Light. Pleasure to be with you this week as we recorded that.
Yeah, so. Thank you so much, and that was great. Yep. You and Seth McGaw, hi, Melissa. It was who, you know, is the outreach for membership and dealing with the public. But we attended the Garden of the Lights, and I think it's really great. Now that you're on, let's do go over some more of that information.
Okay.
Because that is the number one thing going on right now, with so many closures and other things that people are frustrated. And right here in Reading, you can do a socially distance. You mask up to get into the entrance, 10 acres, and 2 million. Is it 2 million lights?
It's, well, I think it'll feel like that, but I think they're officially
saying it's
like 1 million or 1.2 million lights, something like that.
You know what? I counted up to 800,000, and I hadn't gotten around to the. I counted up to 800,000, but I hadn't even gotten around to the other side. And so I'm sure there was. I'm sure there must be at least 1.2 million.
That is a good point, Carl, because they are utilizing only 10 acres, which is already a large area, but they've got more room to play in the future. So
they do.
They're off to a great start, though, aren't they?
I think so. You know what?
It's wonderful.
It's the type of place that, you know, you try to describe it, and you put photos out there. As we did, and many others that have gone so far. And the fact is you can't capture it. You can't really capture it. You know, I tried to put a picture of the turtle, one of the turtles out there, and it just doesn't capture how really what a good job they've done. Geckos, I think the butterfly, I captured the butterfly pretty much, but the butterflies are changing color all the time. The fact that when the trees have lights and they're dancing on, in time with the music. As Linda pointed out to me.
Hey, Jake, I'd like us to get down to some, if you don't mind, and it's not putting you on the spot. It's
no problem.
There's a lot of misconceptions because I think it's, you know, people don't maybe have figures straight, or they'll say, I'll hear, you know, whatever you do, there's going to be somebody who's going to be a naysayer. And I'm trying to get everybody on the page of, listen, for what you get and what you're experiencing is a very reasonable admission. And if you're a member of Turtle Bay, or if you're a senior, or you're a veteran, they're covering like $5 off of tickets or something like that. Is that correct?
Yeah, you're correct. There is a benefit, of course, if you're a Turtle Bay member, which Turtle Bay memberships, for example, for a family, you know, it can be $75 for the whole year. So I remember years ago we were hesitant to look into it because we thought it was going to be an expensive thing. And I know $75 is $75, but still, it's unlimited access to that Turtle Bay Exploration Park, and you can bring guests, and they're included and all that stuff. So if you have your Turtle Bay membership, it's an additional $5 off. But you're right, Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday, an adult 16 and over is what they describe that a person as. It's $16 per person, and then kids 6 to 15 are $10, and then children 5 and under are always free no matter what. So I do compare it to going to the movies.
Right.
It seems like it's very close to that cost.
And right.
Then you get in, you see this show, you get to experience it. And the thing that I really want people to take away from this, too, is not only are you going to this great holiday tradition in the making, but it's also helping that park year-round to build in things that are going to help enrich it throughout the year. So, I mean, just this as one example, they now have electricity throughout the botanical gardens, so there are permanent lights that will remain throughout the year. So you can stroll through there, and also from their business model standpoint, they can have events throughout the gardens, maybe weddings, maybe other things. And I do know that there's a proposal, a place that they've kind of set up for a proposal station for people who may want to, you know, get engaged at the Garden of Lights, because I guess that's a thing. And talking to Turtle Bay Exploration Park people earlier this week, they said that ticket sales are going great. They're north of 7,000 as of Monday.
Wow. And
I know that their goal is to bring as many people in as possible, but they're anticipating between 40 and 60,000 people in the 30 days of the 27th of this month through the 27th of December. And I'll admit that I have not gone through it myself. I allowed staff to get tickets so they
shame.
Could get in there and get.
Shame. Shame.
My tickets are purchased for December 19th because that's when my family can go.
Okay, I like that.
Okay, that's a good excuse.
I want to see the lights first with my kids.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I
pulled myself out of that, didn't I?
You did. You know what? That rescued you because as soon as you mentioned kids, you know, okay.
You got to get everybody together.
Everybody's got kids. Everybody goes, okay.
And it was wonderful, by the way, speaking of children, was in our night that we went, which would have been, I think, the first night that they actually, of course, they tested it before them, but they launched it, and it was for family who have worked Turtle Bay and the Hilton, the Sheraton, you know, and they have, so there were a lot of people there with carriages, pushing their kids, walking with their kids, and it was wonderful to see the little girls twirling in their dresses in front. I was like, they were on stage, and there was a happiness that was great. Even the people my age and older that were fascinated. Because, you know, when you see something that's new and it's a breath of fresh air, we've had so much, you know, kind of a darkness around us with this pandemic and how businesses have closed and those kinds of things, that this encourages us to look forward because of people like you, Jake, who have been moving us forward. When we come back from the break, let's talk a little bit, besides the Garden of Lights, if you can tell us about some of the downtown projects, what we can see perhaps towards the end of this year and the beginning of next year as we have our construction, downtown areas with streets, et cetera, that you're very involved with as well.
Oh, happy to do that.
One of our,
go ahead.
One of our listeners here in the chat room said, I wish they had strung lights on the support wires on the Sundial Bridge. Yeah, you know, there's always next year.
There is, yeah, and that's what the lighting design team from Florida that came out did this. They said, you want to give people a taste of what to expect, but don't give them too much. So, but I think that the lighting on the underside of the bridge is a nice
yes.
Yeah,
walkway.
That's true.
Yes.
That's
yes.
True. Okay. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. We're Jake Mangus, CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce. This portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, and Judy and her people have been helping people since 1993. Families, veterans, seniors, business owners, if you're looking for somebody that knows what's going on in the insurance industry and the financial industry, give Judy a call at 221-0441. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back after these messages. 46 degrees out there, going up to about 62 today, 8:15 in the morning, on the day before Thanksgiving.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by free fire radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin.
Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
And good morning and welcome back to our morning show here, day before Thanksgiving, but actually we are expressing our gratitude on so many levels. Being able to be in business 11 years, going on in just a few weeks, and when we actually started on the actual airwaves where we owned the FCC license, and then last year went into FM. And it's not just ourselves, it takes a team. And we have great sponsors, we have great partners, we've had secret Santas, if you will, along the way. We're going to talk more about that when we get, but we would, first of all, we'd do a shout out to one of our big sponsors that we love. And I was in the hospital for 4 days, so I can tell you that Shasta Regional Medical Center did a fabulous job. And I was in the hospital during COVID when it first started in March. And I'd never been in a hospital before, so I'm scared. I don't know. Carl can't be with me. Nobody can be with me. But the staff at Shasta Regional Medical Center did a fantastic job. So they're a sponsor here, and we mean every word we say behind promoting them.
And to something that there was an article in the newspaper today. I didn't like the headline, as usual. But it was, you know, something about, with this rise, is there going to be a problem with the with beds? And Shasta Regional, the article was really good. But it was just a headline. It was kind of one of those alarming headlines. But Shasta Regional has plenty of seats there, or beds, I guess you could say. They've got plenty of nurses. They have all the PPE. They've got everything there. And we have not reached that point. We've got 36 people, I believe, in the hospital. We're going to talk to Jake Mangus, who's our guest, a little bit about that. And then Mercy also has spots. They've got well over 100 beds still available for people before you start getting into the push. And when you compare that down to New Mexico, and I can talk about that, as you know, my daughter's a nurse down there. And I talked to her yesterday, and she says, "Dad," she says, "we're running 12-hour days here trying to keep up with this." And they are running out of beds in New Mexico. So we have a lot to be thankful for up here. And Shasta Regional Medical Center is just one of them. And also we have Jake Mangus. So, hey, Jake.
Hey, the Chamber of Commerce has done something recently that we really want to shout out and do a shout out for them. And you can go into more detail.
Yeah, Jake, talked about the grants that the Chamber of Commerce and the county have really helped a lot of businesses in the last month.
You're right. It's been quite a stretch of time, to say the least. I mean, since March when you guys had me on, I was calling from my bedroom, and just saying about how we had that look in the mirror moment as an organization. And we said, are we going to go run away and hide, or are we going to assert ourselves as an organization that really, is that advocate for business that we claim to be when times are good and easy? And so we said, let's get this done. So one of the more prouder, I guess probably the proudest moment that we've had was being able to go talk to the cities of Anderson, Shasta Lake, and Redding and the county of Shasta and say, our businesses are going to need money. They've told us that. And so to have nearly $5 million come from those municipalities and the county has been an incredible response. So focusing on the Shasta County CARES Grant Program, we've been able to successfully grant 370 businesses with an average of $8,000 each from this federal CARES Act money that's found its way to the county. And initially, the allocation to business was very small by comparison, and went in there, made a presentation, justified the need, and they increased it to $3 million. And then that money is already spoken for, so we have a waiting list, and the current need's about, well, let's see, we have 140 to 150 businesses awaiting funding right now. Just about a week ago, the supervisors added another $1 million to their commitment to business. So we're going to be able to take care of a lot of those businesses on that waiting list. And they've told us, keep us in mind, keep us up to date as the need continues. We need to know that so they can either find additional dollars or maybe there's a second stimulus that comes around in the near future and finds its way to our community. This is survival mode for a lot of people right now. And I think we've talked about it, Carl, on the air, but this next 60 to 90 days, I think, is going to be extremely crucial. We know the vaccine is going to find its way into the North State in December, and then they'll start doing their best to distribute it to the vulnerable and those that care for the vulnerable. But until that happens, I don't see much changing with this this purple tier scenario we've got, and it's hurting restaurants, and it always hurts small mom-and-pop retail, even if you can still go in those places, which you can. So we're just trying to help our business, as many of them as possible that are hurting, be able to make it into 2021.
Well, we had a we had Rob Burke on today, and he's our 17-year-old movie critic, and he was talking about AMC because the theaters are in deep straits. It looks like AMC just isn't going to make it now, and this is a huge a movie chain. And the fact that they're releasing Wonder Woman, which was going to be, they thought, a $1 billion movie, they're releasing it on the streaming channels and not in the theaters because the theaters are closed, essentially. So this is, change. I think it's going to change. We're going to see business change because of the coronavirus and the fact that I read things about tech companies that are having their people working from distance, from home, and they can work literally from anywhere on it. And, you know, what kind of impact is it going to have on commercial real estate when they had they have 100,000 square foot office spaces and then now they only need like 20,000? It's just, the impact from Corona is going to go on for years. We've probably changed how we do business, and that's what I think. Well, what do you see from the Chamber of Commerce?
I completely agree with those comments. I think that it has been very disruptive, and it may have accelerated some trends. And people have been – sometimes I hear these comments like a new business opens within this pandemic period, and people are critical about that. And I say it's just the opposite. These people are – actually, they may have unlocked a secret, which is if I can figure out how to make it with my business plan during the most difficult of times and figure out the basic things I need to do to be viable, then I've got an advantage over my competition as we see things improve. And so I applaud people who have decided to give it a shot during this time. But I also think you're right. I think it presents an opportunity for the downtown developers, for example. I know that there's a where the temporary surface lot is at the south end of the Block 7 project, which is the corner of California and Placer.
Yeah, the parking lot.
That's earmarked to be an 8 to 9 story building in the future, and what they're marketing to these companies, to your point, that have larger headquarters in more urban areas, and they're saying, look, you got your hub in those places, but we could be a spoke to that hub up here. And, you can have your team, whether it's back office kind of stuff or just, a branch of your organization, work in Reading where the cost of living is much lower and you've got other advantages as well. So it really could work out well for us. I know I did speak specifically to one company that has locations across the United States, and they are moving their administrative headquarters to Reading, and the pandemic was the last straw for them. So that's happening, and I think it is an advantage for Reading. And when you look at California, if a business wants to stay in the state, this is probably the last bastion of affordability at this point where it would really make sense without being in some far remote location. So we think we've got, and talking to Todd Jones at the EDC, same thing. He's very bullish on on our community. You see all the action at Stillwater Business Park that we had not seen before. And even now,
yeah, the Pandini point. The Pandini, is it Pandini, the company there?
Oh, Panettone.
Panettone, right.
Yes.
Hey.
And then Mountain Lakes Industrial Park and all of that. So.
Hey, Jake, we're going to need to take a quick break here. When we come back, I want to talk to you about the what Market Street looks like, when they're going to open that up. And Adam McElveen, I thought was just a fine city council member.
Yes.
And Adam was pushing this, of course, pushing the high-speed internet for downtown. And what's your thoughts on that? You know, Adam's not going to be there to do that. Is this something that is just going to go back on a back burner? But we can talk about that.
Correct.
Okay.
I'd like to talk about a shop local giveaway, too, so let's make sure we get that in.
Okay, well, we'll start with that one. This portion of the show brought to you by local shop. All of our sponsors are local. For the most part. Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop is a better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They're open by appointment, and they run on appointments. 244-9478 is the number. Great haircuts, great people down there. And it's man's last stronghold. What can I say? 8:30 in the morning, 46 degrees, going up to 63 today. It's going to be a beautiful day, and a beautiful day tomorrow on Thanksgiving. We'll be right back.
There are so many songs about Christmas. The reindeer, the lights, and the gifts. We sing chestnuts are roasting and marshmallows toasting. And here comes old jolly Saint Nick. Now don't get me wrong, I sure love all those songs. But one holiday gets left out. You see, no one remembers a song for November, but that's gonna change starting now.
One, two, three, four.
Gobble, gobble, one. Gobble, gobble, two. Gobble, gobble, me. Gobble, gobble, you. Listen to me now. Gobble, gobble, three. Gobble, gobble, four. Gobble, gobble, three.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny at Shasta Gas Propane. In honor of Veterans Day on November 11th and our great veterans of Shasta and Tehama counties, Shasta Gas is going to further discount our already discounted veteran price. To schedule a delivery and get details on this special program, please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. And a special thanks to our veterans.
Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. Help keep your drug costs low by reviewing your plan for the following year. Remember, Medicare plans can change each year. PSA2, Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program, HICAP services are free and include individual counseling and assistance, as well as community education services. PSA2 HICAP services does not sell, endorse, or recommend any specific insurance product. PSA2 HICAP is your trusted source for Medicare information. Call PSA2 HICAP services for more information. 530-223-09. Or 1-800-434-0222. That's 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222.
This project was supported in part by grant number 90S APG 009-401-00 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C. 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official Administration for Community Living policy.
What is community? A location? A place to live and work? Or is it something more profound? A force deeper than words can describe, uniting us to reach out and support each other. No matter the trial or circumstance, we are one. Shasta Regional Medical Center is proud to stand strong with our community. We know we can get through anything when we do it together. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
At Golden Valley Bank, our mission is to create a truly unique local banking experience. We understand how important it is to be known and heard by your bank. That's why we take the time to connect with you and the community you live in. When you bank with us, we put your money back into our community by supporting local nonprofits who provide services for those that need it most. Golden Valley Bank, a bank built for business, a bank built for community, a bank built for you. Learn more at goldenvalley.bank. Member FDIC.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time is coming for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone line 605-4567. Carl Linda Bot, 8:34 in the morning here at the 25th, the day before Thanksgiving. 46 degrees out there. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans get another discount on top of that for the month of November. I said something I thought was incredibly funny to Linda. And the thing she just said to me, the three things she said to me means three less presents under the tree. Not only that, Santa will leave you coal in your stocking for what you just said. Because I said, hey, I went through your phone last night to see to see what you've been buying.
Well, I actually thought about it yesterday and thought, you know, I probably should delete these back and forth, because you know, when it comes to your guy who's got everything, I was going to his friend and say, what do you think of this, and I thought, if he picks up my phone and looks at it, you know, and then I forgot about it because I got busy. Anyway, we're on the phone with Jake Mangus. You know what we're going through, don't you, Jake?
Hello, Jake.
I absolutely know what you're going through. I absolutely know what you're going through.
You should
You caught me signing something.
You know what? She just had a real potty mouth there when I said.
I turned into a listener and not a guest there.
That's okay.
Wow.
No. Anyway, but that's right. Hey, listen, you're busy signing good things, I'm sure.
Yep, that's right. Actually, it was related to a grant program, actually.
Yay.
Hey, Jake, there's something going on with for our local businesses here.
Yeah, I actually got an email from one of our members who's on vacation up in Idaho, and he just said, great job on the Shop Local campaign email today. And I said, yep, absolutely. That's Aaron Hull here at the Chamber, our Director of Marketing and Membership, who did this. It's the Reading Chamber Shop Local giveaway, and it should be in your email box as well, Carl and Linda. But our whole thing is, we say we don't need a miracle on 34th Street. This year we need miracles on Main Street. Keep it home for the holidays and shop local. Mm-hmm. So that's our thing. And the way this works is, you email your receipts, a picture of your receipt from locally owned businesses, makers, and vendors to shoplocal@readingchamber.com from now through December 20th to be entered into a drawing for some amazing prizes. Actually, we had, as a result of a Facebook Live that was done recently, we had an anonymous donor come forward with $500, and they said, we want you to buy local gift cards from businesses and restaurants and help enrich those incentives to get people out there shopping local and showing their receipts. We've seen other chambers across the country actually tabulate, you know, the value of the receipts that are shared, and it ends up, you know, showing some impact locally. So it's something chambers do all the time. We always say shop local. That's kind of our mantra. But this year we've made a renewed focus on this because of how important it is given the pandemic.
Well, I think you're absolutely spot on this one, because when you think about it, the everybody, because they don't want to go out, so what do? They get online, and because it's easier for them, they don't want to get out. But it's so important that we go to our local stores here. And those
we've got Yep, you're right. I mean, it says we want to reward you for keeping your dollars local with some amazing prices like $50 gift cards to local restaurants, a 60-minute hot stone massage from Shasta Strong Massage and Wellness, or a fancy new office chair from Caliber Office Furniture, just to name a few. I saw a teeth whitening gift certificate for $300 from Dr. Nick Romack locally as well. So we've got a variety of things, and we hope that it does inspire people to get out there. I think our first drawing is going to be on the 13th of December. So people have time now to get out there and start Black Friday, whatever you want to do. Also, when we talk about Cyber Monday, the thing that I want to impress on people too is that it isn't just the big Bezos and Amazon out there. It's also our local businesses that have put their business online. Enjoy the Store is a great example of one that has really boosted its online marketplace. So you can still do the Cyber Monday thing, but just think about your local businesses. Google them first and see what they've got to offer online.
It should always be local, then big box stores, because they pay taxes here and they hire locals.
Yep.
And the last thing, the last place you look at is online. But a lot of our,
that's
like
correct.
You said, a lot of our local businesses are online, so you can use them also. And
yep.
So,
yep.
Again, it's going to help save businesses. It's going to help extend business life and all of these, you know, by just doing that. And I think people want to do that. So you're just gonna reward them for doing that.
Yep, that's it, and have some fun with it too. So we appreciate your allowing us to share it today, and we'll try to get the word out throughout the community.
Well, I love that idea because we're always talking about we're local, so shop local, stay local. I know that I've got a few more items to. You know, I've been actually Christmas shopping since October because I really wanted to be. Well, we thought we were going to be out.
This is sounding very familiar to me from my own home.
Well, we thought we were going to be on this extensive 10-day trip, and it was canceled. So, which is nice because we're really, really ahead now. But we do have some last-minute items, and I've been shopping since October, little things here and there. And I like the idea of, again, taking a picture of your receipt, if it's local, and then going on the Chamber of Commerce website and entering it. I guess you upload it and then show that to enter into a – it's just all collective.
Yeah, it's a shoplocal@readingchamber.com unique email address. So people can send their photos in with a receipt showing the local merchant that they have patronized, and that's all we need to see. And you're entered into a drawing. We have this is another online thing though. We have an online randomizer that we enter in the names of all of the people who are entered in, and then push a button and it randomly selects winners.
Oh, that's
pretty
cool.
Slick.
Yeah.
So it tells us something else we can hack into this year besides the election.
I don't know if Venezuela had anything to do with this.
Yeah, I was thinking. Yeah, there's going to be Venezuela is going to have a very happy Christmas this year. Now, when you send in these receipts, or is it you can send one at a time or 10 at a time?
Oh, they can send in as many as they'd like. I know that Aaron's probably going. Come on, guys, just, let me explain it because you're confusing everyone. So I tend to do that. But, I would say shop early and shop often and just turn in your receipts and you can't go wrong.
Yeah. Well, Jake, we really appreciate you joining us this morning. We just want to wish you we're going to do some more ticket giveaways here. Speaking of our Reading Lights and as well as our Black Bear Diner, Black Bear Box, we're going to be doing that with some trivia contests this morning. We appreciate you joining us. We both want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving and that you're going to have an incredible time, whatever you're doing.
I'm walking in the shadow of the K2 project downtown right now, heading over to an appointment, and I'm grateful for all of this construction continuing in the midst of what's been a very challenging time for many, but it does show that it's been the best of times for some and the worst of times for others. So
hey, Jake,
we're focused on those that we need to help.
Last question here is, when are we going to see Market Street open?
I was told yesterday or the day before that December 17th is the day that they have circled on the calendar that could be the day it opens. So we are hopeful that's the case. You know, I'm going by the Christmas tree right now, and I believe the tree lighting is on December 4th.
Yay!
There's a lot of good stuff happening. We're going to probably take down all of the umbrellas from Umbrella Alley and get some fresh ones up after the holidays. And I'm looking at the guys sweeping all of the sand and, you know, in between all the paver stones in the middle of Market Street. So, my gosh, is it cool.
Well, you know, hey, Jake, one last thing. What are you thankful for?
Well, I'm thankful for family. I'm thankful for health. I'm thankful for Reading. Thankful for the spirit of the people here that have overcome so much. Thankful for the generosity of the folks in the community as North State Giving Tuesday is right around the corner. And I'm thankful for the courage of the risk takers in the business community that continue at it in spite of all the challenges they face.
There you go, buddy. That's a good way to end it. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much, Jake.
Thanks a lot.
You bet. Okay, let's take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite. Mike Huber, Estate Granite. It's a veteran-owned business. Works by appointments only. Why? Because he is always busy. He's been doing this for 16 years. He has the eye of an artist. He can come into your kitchen and your home, and just find the exact look that you want, and then come in, do the work. You'll be so happy that you picked Mike Huber in Estate Granite. He did work for us and it was several years ago, and it's just incredibly well done, and it adds so much to our kitchen. So, like I said, he works by appointment only, so give him a call at 241-STONE or look him up on the internet at estategranite.com. We'll be right back.
Some days we forget to look around us. Some days we can't see the joy that surrounds us.
Reading Kia is proud to be a part of Holiday Salute this season. We love our veterans and we thank them for their service to our country. Command the season. Save on our new lineup of winter-ready vehicles, like the 2021 Kia Sportage and the 2021 Kia Seltos. Now with a 20-year, 200,000-mile limited powertrain warranty at no extra cost. Reading Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue. Come see us today. Happy holidays. ReadingKia.com.
Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash coupons, or choose from four different car wash packages. Car washes start at just $9, or you can choose from a variety of car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
This holiday season, begin a whole new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights, November 27th through December 27th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Walk through 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Redding Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Tickets are limited and on sale now at turtlebay.org or call 530-242-3123.
These are unprecedented times, challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us. For a better us.
Did you know that lung cancer is the number one cause of cancer deaths amongst both men and women? And that smoking or vaping are major risk factors? November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Let's save lives by helping people kick smoking and vaping, and by encouraging past smokers to get regular screenings. If you or someone in your life needs support to quit smoking or vaping, talk with your healthcare provider. This public service message is brought to you by Dr. Pramila Dhanuka and Pace Cancer Center.
Oh, yeah. This is my era.
Every year is your era.
No, I mean, this is totally... yep.
Welcome back to Picard Radio. Here in the studios with Carl and Linda Bott. Okay, let me tell you what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for... First of all, family.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we weren't able to see all of our family this holiday season, well, we came to see them in Sacramento for a variety of reasons, mainly because of trying to keep our parents, who are 89 and 87, healthy. And so far, they have been. I don't know if anything could knock them down, but so I'm thankful for family. I'm thankful that the kids down in New Mexico are. Our kids and our grandkids are doing well, and I am a little worried about my daughter, who is in the middle of this as a nurse in this battle they're having down there with COVID. I'm thankful for our friends that are working with us to make this station successful, Jared and Ashley and
Sue
and
Diane.
Of course Diane and Travis, who's working there. So I am, or Travis, a lot of things. But, I'm really thankful for our health. That, so far we're coming through this. We're taking precautions. But, my gosh, you know what? I know that we've been exposed to COVID, I don't know, hundreds of times probably.
Mm-hmm.
And yet so far we've managed to dodge the bullet. And I'm also thankful for the fact that COVID, that people that get it, the vast, vast, vast majority walk out. The 98% to 99% walk away from it with no debilitating effects.
Mm-hmm.
We have a friend that was in the hospital for 2 days,
mm-hmm.
and he's home. So I'm thankful for a lot of that. But I'm kind of like Jake. I'm thankful that I'm living in Redding, California. That
yeah.
Of all the places out there, and there's some great places that I've lived in my life. But Redding has been the one that
mm-hmm.
has gotten its hold on me, and has for the last 13 years.
Well, I think I'm grateful that there's going to be several things that come out of my mouth, but I'm grateful for the fact that we've been able to hold on, and a lot of that has had to do, yes, during this time with the PPP and some generous, gifting through this time, because we did have sponsors that were hit hard, and we in the past, this is not gloating or being bloated in any way to say something, but when you're a local business and somebody else that you love their business and they're falling on hard times, there's been times that we just say, just don't worry about it. We'll run you, because this is how it happens. Like if you have a neighbor down the street and they need air put in their tire, or they need, you know, flour or they need some help, this is what you do as far as a community. It breathes life. You breathe it into us, we breathe it back into you. And that, I don't want to sound snotty or snobby, but, you know, when we first started this business, we thought we would do it for 5 years. Really, that was the goal. We had a 5-year plan, and then we were going to decide, revisit what we wanted to do, because we just had recently gotten married. Who does that? Get married and then a year later start a radio station. But we did. And because we really don't have to follow, yes, we do need to follow the FCC rules, but we don't have to follow corporate pressure. And I think that is also what has sustained us emotionally, spiritually, psychologically. And I see in you, Carl, I mean, after being a warrior who's traveled around the world and, you know, been in on the front line, that I see that this format, this every day where you can fight the battles for other people, keeps you going. And I don't think you're anybody who's ever going to retire. I don't want you to retire. I think you need to keep this juice going in your system. So I'm so grateful. I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for the opportunity to still have a voice and still be able to do things to help people. That makes me filled with gratitude. I'm also thankful for my health because this was a tough year. And, you know, I think about those people that are in the hospital now that don't have people around them, and the kindness of the nurses and that calling of when somebody goes into that profession. And when you're faced with like months of not knowing what the condition or the problem is. And I'm grateful for you, Carl, that you were there to help me at the darkest time of my life. The darkest time of my life was in 2020, the end of March, beginning of April. And, you know, people will look at you, Well, they don't understand until you've gone through something that's perilous and you feel like I may not live. You were there for me. So it doesn't get better than that. And so that flattens everything else out. It's not about the stuff. It's not about, I want a new bedroom set or I want to go here or that. No, it means nothing except we'd be able to, you know, what got me through was you. What got me through were, we had a beautiful spring. I mean, watching the roses in the backyard and the butterflies and the bees. I know that sound, but just being in nature, I could only just walk down to the chair and walk back in the house and go back to bed. That's about as far as I could go for, like, what, 2 months?
Yeah, at least.
So I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for our community. I love our community. Good, bad, and different. It's juicy. It sometimes is just, you know, you just want to smack somebody. But I love it.
You want to smack somebody. Okay. Well, you know what? That was very heartfelt. And I think everybody out there during this time when we're going through this BS with COVID, the elections, you know, everything that's been happening, fires, that we're still here and we're still fighting. I say we. This is a collective we, not just me and Linda. This is all of us. We're all fighting it. We're all pushing through it. And next year, please join my club. My club is an easy club to join. The only thing you have to promise is on January 1st, 2021, you will never mention 2020 again.
Okay. Now we're going to do a quick giveaway.
Okay.
Because this is something we think about frontline people. We think about people who help us get through. Question is, Black Friday is the biggest day of the year for what trade profession?
Oh, and
Black,
you know,
Friday
what?
Is
you're
the
have
biggest
a tough one
day
with this
of
one.
The year for what trade profession? $30, Blackbird Diners, give us a call. We got to hurry up here, think fast. We got a minute and a half, 605-4567.
That's right. Which,
you
know what?
Figure it out. I covered it up.
I know. I had no idea until I reached over and looked at it when you moved your hand. This is a total surprise to me. It's not what you think, my friends. Look at, I mean.
Black Friday is the biggest day of the year for what trade profession? And yes, we've called them to come.
Now that's
we've
enough.
We've needed them on Black Friday before. So we got a caller.
605-4567. Okay.
You got to come on the air. Who is it?
We had Bill on the line, and I think I may have just cut him off.
Oh.
Oh.
But he did have a guess. It was retail sales.
No,
retail sales.
Okay.
We have a couple minutes. We're hurrying in there for those $30. Because you know what? You can get a pie. Went out with $30, a couple pies or something like that. I don't know. But, okay, so Black Friday is the biggest day of the year for what trade or profession?
And let me just make a comment here. Shastakovich has written, the old-timers from the Reading traveled around the world in the wars, military, and for business afterwards, and they all, to the last man, says it does not get any better.
Okay, we have callers. I don't know how many we've got. We have
two
lines.
Take the first one.
Yeah, Jared's like trying to figure out the phone lines. They're ringing off the hook. We only have two. Well, there's no hook anymore, right? It's all computer.
You just aged yourself.
What do we have there, Jared?
All right, we got Bill on the line.
Okay, Bill. It's not retail sales, buddy. Hello, Bill.
No, it's Judy.
Okay, Judy. What is the Black Friday is the biggest day of the year for what trade or profession?